This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A man beaten by police officers in Aurora last week has hired civil rights lawyers, and he says he's grateful for the community support he's received since the incident became public. Body camera footage released yesterday shows an officer using his pistol to beat the man while trying to arrest him, choking him, and threatening to kill him. That officer and another he was with have been arrested. The Aurora Police Department has been plagued by allegations of misconduct in recent years, including the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Colorado's Ken Salazar, who is President Biden's pick to be U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, faced senators' questions at his confirmation hearing today. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Swapping his bolo tie for the sort of striped tie often sported at the State Department, Salazar answered policy questions ranging from migration to crime to energy during his confirmation hearing. Salazar says he's looking forward to joining the administration.
It's also a very proud moment as I look forward to the future, yes, full of challenges, but full of opportunities. It's a proud moment for us to bring the two nations closer together.
Flanking Salazar were Colorado's two senators who introduced him. Senator Bennett said Biden couldn't have made a better choice, while Senator Hickenlooper stressed Salazar's bipartisan and collaborative nature. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche has re-signed its captain to a long-term contract. Gabe Landeskog will stay with the Avs for eight more seasons. Club officials say the native of Sweden is second only to team legend Joe Sakic in how long he served as captain. Potentially record-breaking heat for Denver today. Triple-digit highs possible for Denver and Boulder. 90s for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.